from KQED.
Ahead of World AIDS Day tomorrow, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control suggests many newly infected young people have no idea. And about a quarter of new infections happen to those ages 13 to 24. Today, we talked to a couple of administrators at Larkin Street Youth Services in San Francisco, which helps homeless kids get off the streets. Ray Suber manages Larkin's HIV prevention and testing program. Laura Tannenbaum manages their housing programs.
The majority of our youth have experienced a severe amount of abuse or neglect in the home, parental substance use, perhaps a lot of poverty in the home where families weren't able to care for them. Many of our clients are LGBT and their parents ask them to leave because of their sexual orientation. So people really become homeless for a lot of reasons.
How do you start the conversation with a teenager about HIV/AIDS?
Getting a client to start considering testing is like getting them to start considering medical care in general. Usually there's a crisis. They think they might have a sexually transmitted infection. They think they might be pregnant. They think their partner might have an infection or be pregnant. And they're concerned, so they come in. And if testing is indicated, we'll recommend it.
What is it that stands between a young person, especially a young person who may be homeless or may be insecure about their housing situation, and medical care in general?
There are a lot of barriers that prevent young people from thinking about HIV prevention and testing while they're on the streets. Just meeting basic needs is really the primary thing that's on many of our youth's minds. So finding a place to stay for the night, having food. And then in addition, the things that youth have to do to survive on the streets put them at higher risk for HIV. So many of our youth engage in what we call survival sex, which is trading sex for food or for a place to stay or even for money. And very often in those interactions, youth are not able to negotiate safer sex. So that puts them at risk for HIV. Many of our youth are using substances on the streets as part of their coping mechanism. They may be using intravenous drugs. They may be sharing needles. That puts them at risk for HIV. So there's a lot of risk factors for homeless youth as well as a lot of barriers to getting them tested.
There have been a number of reports actually that point to new infections coming primarily among men and boys who have sex with other men and boys, and also African Americans. And I'm curious whether, looking at those reports, you guys have decided to tailor your programs any differently, or it's just something you bear in mind as you do your work.
The statistics are really alarming nationwide. I think the disproportionality of HIV infection is really concerning. So if you are a young person, if you are a man who has sex with men, if you are a man of color who's a young person who has sex with men, you are at extremely high risk of HIV in the United States. And we see that in our programs. So of the 70 to 80 positive youth a year that we serve, the vast majority are young men of color who have sex with men.
If you're traveling, if you're having sex in circles where there is already a higher incidence of HIV infection, you're at a statistically higher risk.
Absolutely. And so I think part of what we would try to do when we identify someone who's positive is encourage them to have their friends get tested. We're very much aware that homeless youth in particular are travelers and do tend to have social networks. And there is a lot of potentially drug use and or sexual partners within those networks. And so absolutely the risk can be very high in those networks. And we do see sometimes youth who come into our program for positive youth, we have had occasion where a young person will come in and then a friend comes in and then another friend comes in. So we've actually seen that play out.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Laura Tannenbaum and Ray Suber of Larkin Street Youth Services in San Francisco.